Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, sirree. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A man who is loved and lost has a chance to show the stuff of which he's really made. For a good lover can be a poor loser. Johnny Keith has undoubtedly lost lovely Penny Gibbs to wealthy Barry Carlton. But there are no doubts as to Johnny's ability to lose gracefully. This evening, he's at the Gibbs home talking to Jed Billings about his dream house.
Cost is mounting every day, Jed. I wonder if we aren't setting up more than we can build.
The dimes and dollars are adding up, eh, Johnny?
It's practically multiplying every time we make a change in the plans. Well, you'd be surprised at the cost of the blueprints alone.
Nothing surprises me when I venture into something new, Johnny. But we can't let the cost of this thing go too high. The house has to sell for a moderate price, or we're defeating our own purpose.
Well, maybe we're trying to make the house too good, Jed.
Can't build a house that's too good, Johnny. Maybe our cost is slipping out of line because we're using materials we shouldn't use, or using the right materials in the wrong place. Let me see that specification sheet again.
Oh, yeah. Well, here it is. You mean this one, don't you?
Yeah, this is the one. Yeah. I don't see anything here we can do without. And I guess you've cut everything right down to the bone, haven't you? Haven't you?
Huh?
You have, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? You don't know what I'm talking about.
Sure I do, Jed. Cost.
I was talking about cutting everything right down to the bone, and you weren't listening.
No, Jed, I'm afraid I wasn't. I'm sorry.
What's on your mind, son?
Nothing.
Here, take this specification sheet. Put it back in your briefcase.
Oh, Jed, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, son. I know building plans and purchase sheets aren't the only things on your mind these days.
Well, they occupy most of my thinking, Jed.
Most isn't all. And I wouldn't expect them to be all. Not with things in the state they are right now.
Things, Jed?
One thing, being a girl, I like to think of as my daughter, even if I am technically only her foster father.
Why, I've practically given up thinking about Penny.
For practical reasons, for purpose of getting our dream house built and sold in a long line of buyers screaming for one just like it, I'd say that that was a good idea. But for your own personal satisfaction and in your own interest, seems to me you have to give considerable thought to the pros and cons of letting Penny get away from you for good.
Well, there's no pros and cons about it, Jed. Why, in spite of the fact that I've done several things to make her miserable, my first thought is and always has been for Penny's happiness.
You still love her, don't you, boy?
Well, I think that's pretty evident. But if Penny's going to be happy with Barry, well, I want her to be happy, that's all.
And you're satisfied that she'll find her happiness with Barry, eh?
Well, why shouldn't I think so? Penny's grown up enough to know her own mind. She knows what she wants. She's made her choice freely.
Yeah, but, son, people sometimes do things of their own free will that are not good for them.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I won't say I think Penny's infallible. She makes mistakes, sure, the same as the rest of us. But I somehow feel that Penny has thought out this whole matter of Barry to a point where the possibility of error is practically nil.
Yeah, but you admit a possibility of error, however small, eh?
Well, sure. Everything's a gamble, Jed. Everything we do has the element of chance in it. Every step we take is a step into the unknown. Every plan we make is subject to the whims of fortune that may turn it into success or failure.
You're taking a fatalistic attitude toward things in general, Johnny. You think that's smart?
It's comforting to feel that there's nothing you can do about the things that happen to you, Jed.
In the vernacular of the generation just growing up, I'd say you're a licked potato. Or is it a sad sack?
I don't know. I don't understand that language at all.
I think you're in the category of a sad sack, or maybe it's a goon. Anyway, in anybody's language, you're taking this lying down, son. That isn't like you.
Well, I'm just keeping my place, Jed. As far as Penny's concerned, I'm just someone in the background now. If that's where Penny wants me, that's where I'm going to stay.
In other words, you're just silently giving approval of Barry, eh?
Well, is it for me to approve or disapprove of him? I don't think so. Barry's a nice guy. Well, he's better than a nice guy. He's not the type of person I understand very well, but the little I do understand about him...
Oh, it's Penny. I think most everybody's out, Penny, except Nora, and she's in the basement.
Oh, I see. Well, we're really here to see you, Jed. Come on in, Barry.
Okay.
Barry.
Now, sit still, son.
No, Jed, I think
Jed, I think Barry wants to talk to you about... Oh. Hello, John. I didn't know you were here.
Don't
leave, Johnny.
Sit down, all of you. You look as if you're all waiting for a parade to go by.
Well, you're looking very well, Johnny.
I feel fine.
Say, maybe we interrupted something important, Penny.
Oh, Jed, I'm sorry if we did. I can tell by Johnny's briefcase you were talking about the new house.
Yes, we were, child.
Yeah, we were, but I think we've made enough progress for one evening, Jed. It's getting late.
Look, it's not late at all. I mean, we can wait until you're through.
Of course we can. Barry just wanted to talk to you.
Johnny
about...
and I have found out our little dream house is going to be a pretty high-priced job. You think a fairly high-priced house will sell in volume, Barry?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Billings. It all depends on what you get for your money.
Tell us about the house, Johnny.
Well, it's not easy to
please,
describe.
Please, you've added some new things to it a bit.
Well, a few, but... Look, I really think I'd better go.
Oh, Johnny, look, please don't. Not on our account. After all, we were the ones who interrupted.
Oh, you didn't interrupt. You didn't interrupt a thing. Jed and I were all through. I guess, I have to be at work early in the morning.
Yes, that's right. We want to rush through those changes and get a new set of prints.
Oh, then you have made changes. Please let us hear about them.
Well, they really don't stand up under just telling Penny.
Yes, you have to see him to appreciate him,
yeah.
I guess.
That's right. Barry has the right idea. Well, good night.
I'll go to the door with you, Johnny.
Oh, that isn't necessary, Penny.
No, really, please.
I think Johnny knows the way out, Penny. He's used it often enough. Good night, Johnny.
Yeah, good night, Jed. Good night, Barry.
Good night, Johnny. Say, maybe we can have lunch together next time I'm downtown.
I usually grab a sandwich in my office, but, you might give me a ring some morning. Say about 11.
Fine, I'll do that.
Well, good night, Penny.
Good night, Johnny.
Don't you two keep Jed up too late. He has some heavy figure work to do for me in the morning. Good night.
Good night.
Come
good
on.
Night, Johnny.
Poor guy. I'm awfully sorry we barged in on him like this.
Oh, Jed, I had no idea that he was here.
Oh, there's nothing to be upset about, child. Sit down, Barry. Sit down.
Yes, thank you, sir.
I'm just sick about Johnny. He seemed so embarrassed. There was no reason for him to be. I felt so darn helpless to do anything about it. I just didn't know what to say to him.
Yeah, neither did I. I felt like a thief or something just as unwelcome.
I think you're both just a little too sensitive about the whole thing. Johnny and I were through. He was about to leave anyhow.
Jed Billings, that's not true. Johnny didn't even get up from his chair until he realized Barry was coming in with me.
Now, Penny, you know very well that Johnny Keith is one of those few remaining males who stands up when a woman enters the room.
Well, I suppose maybe he did stand up for me, but... Oh, Jed, there was a hurt look on his face when he saw Barry.
Yes, I noticed that, too. I felt about as low as the underside of this rug.
But if he did feel badly, it was my fault, Barry. I should have been able to do something or say something to put Johnny at his ease. I just don't understand it. We've been good friends for years, Johnny and I. I don't know why suddenly he should... Oh, I suppose I do know.
Penny, if you'd like me to leave...
No, Barry, don't be silly. It was one of those unfortunate things. Look, let's not talk about it anymore.
Talk about the weather is much less dangerous ground, isn't it, child?
Jed, tell me something. Was there any way I could have avoided Johnny's embarrassment?
No, I don't think there was. After all, it's not easy for an almost son-in-law to be talking to a girl's father when she walks in with his son-in-law-to-be.
Yes, I know how I would have felt in his place. Worse than I felt in my place.
Well, son, if you felt sorry for Johnny, rest assured that he felt sorry for you. The awkwardness of the situation was felt by everyone. Even I squirmed enough in this wheelchair to break the axle on the wheel. But doing a post-mortem on the situation isn't going to help it any, or make any of us feel any better. Hey, you two are going to be married, I hope.
Well, we hope to be, Mr. Billings.
Hope to be?
Well, Mr. Billings, I... Maybe this is old-fashioned, maybe it isn't, but... Gee, I don't know how to begin this.
Oh, Barry, sometimes you're like a little boy. What happened to that speech you were going to make?
Well, it stuck in my throat.
A speech, eh? Well, yes. Sounds as if you were about to ask me for Penny's hand in marriage, to put it in the old-fashioned way.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's just what I came to do, Mr. Billings. I understand that's the proper thing to do, and... Well, you see, there are so few things in my life I've done the right way. I want to do at least this the way it's supposed to be done.
Well, now, son, tell me, do you think you can support Penny in the manner to which she's been accustomed?
Billings, shame on you.
That's a good question, Penny. Yes, Mr. Billings, and you might be interested in knowing that if Penny likes, we'll live on just my salary. It isn't big, but it isn't small.
You think I'm afraid your money will spoil Penny, do you?
Oh, no. Nothing will ever spoil her, Mr. Billings. Certainly money won't, and if affection will, then I'd like to be the one to spoil her.
Barry, you're sweet.
When are you two planning on being married?
We haven't set the date yet, Jed. We kind of wanted to wait a little while.
But before we do anything else or make any further plans, we honestly want to know how you feel about it and how Mrs. Billings feels.
I told you, darling. Mother's thrilled about it.
Well, then... You're our last obstacle, Mr. Billings. Well,
don't consider me an obstacle, son. I think you're a fine boy. And if Penny loves you and wants to marry you, and you feel the same way about her, my blessings on you both. And may God give you the happiness you both deserve.
Jed's blessing seems certain to bring Penny Gibbs and wealthy Barry Carlton to the marriage they both want. Or will something unforeseen still block their happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.